Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C.
And you guys, this is the wedding edition of the podcast. Ooh. We are going to talk about all things wedding. And you know what? This may take another podcast even after this because there is so much to unpack here. I'm sure we're going to forget about something and need to talk about it again. Mm-hmm. If you're not in our Facebook group, you guys, join that sucker. It's called Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast. It's a closed group on Facebook.
You can follow Sarah at Pumpers Nation.
Yes.
On Twitter and Instagram. And Vanderpump Rules Party on Instagram and VPR Party Podcast on Twitter.
And we'll put those in the notes too so you guys can see where to follow us.
Cool. So we have, well, rehearsal first.
Yes.
Which everyone said was very long and very hot and sweaty. And they did, what? Why was Katie wearing like a swimsuit and a sarong? What was that?
I actually really liked it. Podcasting, you can't see faces that people are making. It. I thought she looked really good.
Done. Okay.
Sarah's dropping the mic and walking away.
And that's a wrap.
Didn't you think she looked good, though, or you thought it was ridiculous?
I thought it was ridiculous.
Oh.
And it was like that scrunchy, like cheap... the way it was scrunched up, it looked like a sarong and a swimsuit.
I thought her face looked great. I thought her hair looked great.
Oh, yeah, I'm not talking about her hair.
And I thought for once, I liked the shape it made on her body. It was like, okay, Katie. Was each piece appropriate? Maybe not, but.
It's also strange for a rehearsal dinner in a castle. It was like a strange choice for that type of event.
I'll give you that. Yeah.
You know, but then again, I guess it's more interesting than Stassi's standard sweetheart plunge neckline. Now she's got another jumpsuit. This one's yellow. So now she has 12.
Yeah.
Katie always looks pretty. It's her clothes. It's not her body. It's not her face. It's not her hair. Those are all great. It's her clothing choices that always bewilder me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you do you if you like it.
Cool. You do you, boo.
I don't like Lala's hair this color. I think it makes her look older, like Yolanda Hadid or something.
It's not the color for me. It's the cut. It's like her little like curtains framing her face.
Mm-hmm. It looks really thin and like kind of cotton candy-ish, like not healthy.
Someone said she's wearing a wig.
Well, she said she has three different like extensions.
Oh,
yeah, she was wearing Svetlana on the wedding day, and then she has like two others. I don't know. Oh, yeah, because I guess that Bradley Leakes or whatever their hair person was, you know, out at the pool doing their hair and nails and all that kind of thing. And her hair was bothering him, so he started like putting extensions in while she was eating a hamburger because I guess he's like, I can't. Your hair looks nasty. I'm going to fix it. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so anyways, well, they had a murder mystery thing. So I don't understand. You have a rehearsal. Well, that takes long enough, especially with, hi squirrel, especially with like 15,000 bridesmaids and groomsmen. It's going to take a while. And then you have a dinner, which that's going to take a while with that many people because they invited all their friends and family to that too. Mm-hmm. So on top of that, you're also going to have a murder mystery, and then you're also going to go downtown and film. Like, it just seemed like a lot.
Well, and then also I feel like, not to, you know, say something about the castle again, but I feel like they are not equipped to deal with a volume amount of people. And I would say like to turn out any sort of like volume in that place would be very difficult for them. So I could imagine that turning out drinks for that many people or food, all of that would really be a challenge. You know,
I saw them pouring rosé. Shep or somebody was just grabbed the bottle and was pouring it. And I specifically noticed it was not Vanderpump Rosé.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, big misstep.
Yeah.
You're going to pay for that. Jackson, Brittany, Lisa's going to make sure of that.
Yeah. So the murder mystery dinner, like what do you think about this?
I mean, it would be fun, but I don't think I would like cram it into my rehearsal as well. and then on a hot day, and then when everyone has to have hair and makeup because they're going filming, I think it was just too much.
Yeah.
Maybe they should have done that Friday night.
Yeah.
Like, they should have skipped going out Friday night and just had their pool party and then maybe the murder mystery.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. How did they go out every night and drink like that? Like, wouldn't you want to be, like, for your wedding, fresh-faced and not bloated from Taco Bell and alcohol and, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like they just, like, try to recover in, like, the morning hours, and that's just not enough. I mean, we did this, you know, for, like, a couple of rounds, and, like, we were both dead, and we weren't even heavily drinking.
Yeah.
So.
We didn't even.
But, I mean, we did look gorgeous the entire time, so it does help if you cut down on your partying. Anyways, so I was actually very thrown off by this murder mystery thing. Someone mentioned, took a, you know, a snap of them with this guy interrupting Jax and Brittany on the stairs in the castle. And I was like, what is this? And someone's like, who is this person? Like, what's going on? Turned out that it was an actor, you know, from this whole dinner thing. But the theme really threw me off. Like, and I don't know, like, if I was Stassi, I think I would be like a little, like, really like a murder mystery theme. That's like my brand.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't get it.
Yeah, I've never heard Brittany or Jax talk about, like, murder, ID channel, or
and something. I don't, you know.
Well, that's fine. I mean, anyone can have that.
But I think it was adding an element into the rehearsal that didn't need to be there. Like you said, like, for a rehearsal, you want to get in, get out. Like, fine, feed everyone. That's nice. But to add another element of having to play out the entire dinner sounds exhausting to me. And,
yeah,
you know, like, everyone's there. They want to, like, relax, catch up with each other. To have to, like, pay attention to something or wait for something to be finished is exhausting.
I think I'd have anxiety because I'd have my hair and makeup done because you're filming. And then be like, oh, God, how long is this going to take? You're melting out in that hot sun, knowing you have to still go out and party. Like, it'd be too much. I'd be
now,
like, oh, my God, I still have to go out after this?
One of the comments that I've been seeing all over Instagram and Facebook and, you know, everywhere else everyone's talking about this is that people are honestly confused as to why you would, quote unquote, rent an entire castle and then have your wedding and reception outside. Did you feel that way too?
Well, there's not really a place in the castle that could have fit.
See, so like if you hadn't been there, you would wonder that too. So you guys, the castle is not really big enough to do anything inside, other than maybe have like a small meeting.
Yeah, there's a ballroom, but that's,
it would hold maybe like comfortably like 50.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a picture of the ballroom. Well, we posted, but also the cast posted a little bit. There's no way they could fit in there. So they need that.
And it's kind of bizarre that they are, you know, and the greenhouse, you could see how packed it was. That was not comfortable either. And it was not big enough.
Yeah, there's no way people could have like stood up and walked around. It's like with all the tables and all the 240 people.
Yeah, way packed. So, anyways, I don't know where I was going with that, but, I just saw that question and I was like, oh, like if I hadn't been there, I would totally think also like, why didn't they just have it in an air conditioned room, you know, and be comfortable? Well, it's because there is not space.
There is no room. Yeah. So, okay. Rehearsal. That's about it, right?
Really quickly, I just want to go back on something before we get into like the wedding coverage. For those of you diehard Vanderpump Rules fans, there's content that is on the Bravo TV app or just on your, you know, on demand. There is extra footage that Bravo provides for Vanderpump Rules and pretty much every show. One of the things that we watched in preparation for the wedding and actually that very much inspired us was when it was a little segment where Jax and Brittany and a producer went to the Kentucky castle to scout it. And they met with the wedding planner, who we saw multiple times, who in Stassi's latest podcast, her and Bo mentioned that he wasn't doing a very good job. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I was like, ouch.
Yeah.
Anyways, in this little segment that Bravo filmed themselves and put out themselves, they tore around and literally tell the cameras every single, like, the layout, where they're going to be, where the reception will be, where the guests will be,
right,
where everything will be. They show the actual suite they're going to be staying in.
Oh, also, I would like to note that I booked that suite long before this video was out.
Right.
So I didn't know where they were staying. I
came over and I showed Sarah, I'm like, look at this. And then you saw and said, oh my God, that's the room that I booked.
That's the room I booked.
So I would just, you know, I just want to put it out there and remind everyone, Bravo is the one who blew up their own event. They already provided us with every single detail. There were no secrets going into this. There was nothing that surprised us because they had already told us every detail. We'd heard it from Brittany's own mouth, Jax's own mouth, and the wedding planner. They told us exactly right what everything was going to be. So
even down to the wedding date, we thank you, Stassi, and thank you,
Sherry.
Sherry, for giving us the date way back in December. We were able to book our room, and yeah, that was all thanks to you. So
yeah. Okay. So I just wanted to just add that little part as we're like telling the story and talking about the details, because I felt like, and we were seeing this in the comments too. Some people were like, hey, like, oh, like, how did you know that? Or are you there? Are you spying on them or something like that?
How'd you get invited?
And it's just, I just wanted to say that, like, if you just put in a minimal basic effort, the answers were right there. And we honestly did no prep work to any further than that. And everything fell right into our laps.
Which is funny because that leads us to Saturday. Was it Friday night? We get an email. Holly calls me. I'm like passed out asleep. She calls me in a panic, and I know it's an emergency. I don't even know how I answer the phone.
I only call Sarah usually I text for. I always text first. And if she doesn't answer and I feel that like I have to, we are a partnership. I would not react without asking her, and she wouldn't react without asking me. So I wanted to, you know, get a game plan together on how to respond to this email that we got. So we got an email. And it basically was from a PR person
at NBC Universal,
and that said, "Hey, we see that you are in town for
the wedding
in Kentucky. If you have a second, we'd love to chat. Can you email us your phone number?"
Mm-hmm.
So I was
she said she's a publicist for Vanderpump Rules, but yes, her email is NBC Universal.
Yes. And also like someone else was CC'd, and so I read this email and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I was going to immediately respond back. Then I was like, wait. And Chad, we were driving to, Palm Desert. So I could barely hear. It was loud in the car. My kids are going off. And, he's like, no. He's like, what on earth are you going to get out of it if you respond back right now?
Yeah.
Nothing good. They can't offer you anything that would be to your benefit right now. It's all to their benefit. Wait. Right. So then I was like, well, I have to tell Sarah. I can't make this decision. You know, I need to tell her. So I text you and I can see that like it's delivered. So I thought, oh, like she's looking at it, but she must not know like how important it is or something. So I'm like, I'm just going to call. And if she answers, she answers. If she doesn't, she doesn't. So I call, and it was really hard to hear in the car. It was like, you know, right on that Palm Springs highway, you know? Yeah. And so I hear her, and so I'm on my phone. I'm holding my phone because Chad's driving. Well, as it like picks up, it goes to like onto my car like phone thing.
Yeah.
So I'm like trying to get it off of there. So I'm like, Sarah. So that's why I was yelling at you.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, Sarah. And you're like, yeah. And I'm like, Sarah, we just got an email. So I'm telling her, I'm like, we just got an email from, you know, the Vanderpump Rules PR person. Like, what should we do? Do you want me to respond? I think we should wait. And you're like, what, who? So I'm like trying to tell her, and like I couldn't hear, she couldn't hear. And so I'm like, listen, I just think we should wait. Like, let's wait until tomorrow and then we'll see how we feel and we'll talk about it. Just text me in the morning when you wake up.
I don't even remember that part.
And I was just like, okay, bye. I couldn't hear either. So okay. It was a two-way thing. But basically, like, I talked myself through.
Yeah. I went to bed at 8 o'clock that night.
Calming, yeah. And this was, but when I called her, it was like midnight. It was like or like 11:30-ish.
So like why she can't expect a phone call back on a Friday night at 11:30 or midnight anyways, right? Like when did the email, when was it sent?
It was sent at like 4:30 p.m.
Oh, okay.
But by the time, like if we would have responded that night, it would have been like 3 a.m. there.
Oh, right.
And she was there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So anyways, that was interesting. So I started like absolutely like tail spinning at that point. I'm like, what could this possibly be about? Like, whatever. And I have a bunch of theories in my mind, but we won't get into that. Let's talk about the wedding.
Well, I want to hear the theories. So I did respond to her the next day and gave her a phone number to call. And but this was also like they're 3 hours ahead, so they're probably right in the middle of wedding prep.
It was right at the wedding time.
And so,
and I think at that point we were no longer a threat.
I think they were what, nervous that we were there or going to try and infiltrate the wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a couple of reasons that I, well, backing up. So as we started breaking some of our footage that we had, like for instance, the footage of Jackson Brittany's suite, or just that we were on, you know, we were there at the castle and kind of the stuff that we were seeing set up, the chairs, et cetera, et cetera. We noticed our traffic and our viewership on our Instagrams in particular, because that's so trackable, just absolutely skyrocketing. Like I have never had numbers like this before. It just insane amount of traffic that we were getting. And then we started looking at who was viewing our stories. And right away I was like, okay, I see they're really watching. The one that they kept watching was of the suite, Jackson Brittany's suite. And it was producer Jerry. It was Katie. It was Kristen. I mean, the list goes on and on of the people that were watching. And that started, I started thinking about that and I was like, okay, they're going to either tell us to take that down or to take down our podcast, or like, I thought it could be a number of things that they were possibly going to say. And then on the positive side, I was thinking that they were like, since you guys are in town, like, why don't you come to the wedding? That was my, my other one.
No, I don't think so.
You never know.
I know. Okay, well, so I don't expect that we'll be getting a phone call back because now it's over, but I'm curious to see what they wanted.
Yeah, and that's what we decided to respond, you know, with that, because we would just, if we didn't respond, we would always wonder, you know, what was going on. So if you're listening, reach out. We'd love to, you know, talk about why we were there and what we were doing and what we do for Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah. So then after their murder mystery, no, that was Thursday. So Friday, they did the pool day and spa day. But then they all got ready again, got hair and makeup done again.
Can I rant about the Vanderpump Rules fandom really quick?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, you guys, that I've been a little bit disappointed in the way that the Vanderpump Rules people have been treating their fans, their true fans. And I was just talking to Sarah about it and I was saying it's strange, like very famous people, much at a much higher caliber than Vanderpump Rules or the moms or anyone like that.
Yeah.
Like let's use Taylor Swift as an example, or Selena Gomez or Kim Kardashian. They are so grateful for their fans, and for people who maybe have a following of reporting on that person, or, you know, giving extra content and just like really supporting that person, usually they're very grateful. And I have never felt that from Vanderpump Rules. I've never seen them show support to anyone. It's not like different podcasts have a great amount of support from the cast. Maybe they'll be like, haha, that's funny, or, you know, go on their show for a second and like pretend to laugh at themselves, but that's about it. They really don't do anything extra for anybody. And I don't know. I just don't know that is the smartest thing for them to do.
Right. To keep sustainability and power going forward. Like the help, you know, once the show's over, if you don't. Yeah.
And like looking at it from every angle, like we'll look at Sarah and I as an example, but I feel like there is hundreds of people I could name as an example that are their fans that they do the exact same thing to. We have a podcast called Vanderpump Rules Party. We tirelessly cover every single thing that is on the show, just as much as they obsess over certain things like Friends or Game of Thrones,
yeah,
or Meghan Markle or things like that. We are obsessing over them, and for them to not turn around,
build their fan base.
Yes, and if for them to not turn around and at least be like, hey, like, cool or whatever, like, yes, have we released things that maybe they don't like? Like, you know, we did just do an episode about Mason and Hope, and maybe that, you know, didn't sit well. But I really think that overall we are contributing to every storyline that they have had themselves or things they have done, and any story that we have shared, even in Kentucky, is nothing different than they have shared themselves.
Right.
Like, every shot that we have, there is an exact shot from the cast. So we did not reveal anything that they didn't reveal themselves.
Oh yeah. I'm like, we were able to upload our castle things first because we got there before the cast did, outside of Jackson Brittany, who they were not storing pictures of the castle, Jackson Brittany. But then once they all got there, they all storied the shit out of it. So they spoiled it themselves, regardless of us. We just did it first. So yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Back to the rehearsal. I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't have anything on the rehearsal, but like Friday, did you see once again, Brittany wore white and it was ugly. It was like a Swiss dot mesh shirt, but with these sleeves. It was like too much going on. It looked just really tacky. Like, you can have one element, but she just likes to throw like a shit ton of elements all at once. And case in point, her wedding dress. We're not going to get there yet. We'll get there in a minute. But again, this, I don't know, her obsession with the white, just butchering it. And they went to that Roxy Theater. And what was that even for? They just went there to have like a drink and wave to fans and put a barricade up so they feel important? Or what was that whole thing for? The Roxy Theater thing.
I mean, I think that they were just, it was another filming opportunity for them. Mm-hmm. You know, they were all, to have them all together. And I'm sure it was just filming.
Yeah.
Because they were in the same place that they had her bridal shower, where it was like, you know, Jax Got It Right was on the marquee thing.
Right. Yeah.
So that's the same place that it must be a good filming location for them, is what I was assuming.
Okay. Well, we had left by this point, but Heather was still there, boots on the ground, Heather, and she went there when they were all arriving, and she got some great pictures of every single cast member, really. I mean, talked to a few of them. Tom and Tom were very nice and kind to her. She got some LVP, Shep and all that. So if you want to see Heather's pictures, go to the Facebook group. She posted them. I believe some of them are on her Instagram too, but go on her Facebook group and you can see all sorts of things like that. But yeah, I didn't really know what that event was for and what they were doing, but I would have been tired if I was them. Like, I'm surprised Stassi was able to handle like another hair and makeup day, another going out day, you know, because she likes not to go out, and I'm with her.
Absolutely. I mean, I could not believe the hours they were keeping.
Right.
And then just, I mean, just walking around and being, you know, in a different, like traveling, which they all were doing. They don't live there, you know, and just everything that goes into like taking a flight, landing, getting there, partying, sleeping somewhere that you don't normally sleep, waking up, showering, getting ready all over again, staying out till 3 a.m, getting like, it was a lot.
A lot. Oh, someone said though, after like everyone kind of left, nothing really eventful happened, but Tiffany, Brittany's sister, was seen outside the theater then like in a fight yelling and screaming at someone on the phone, and she was wasted.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I would have liked to seen that.
Yeah.
I didn't see her in any pictures, or maybe that's who Stassi and Katie were talking about. On Stassi's podcast, Stassi asked Katie what the best and worst part of the castle trip was so far. This was on Saturday before the wedding, and Katie said, "Oh, I could really do without some of the guests here right now." So I don't know who she was talking about,
Yeah.
And Stassi was like, yeah, like annoying AF. But maybe it was like that, or maybe some of her Kentucky friends or something.
Yeah, something. Something was bothering them for sure.
Hmm. Then they talked about Friday being vomit day. That's what Brittany had named it. Like, what's more charming than having your whole wedding and then Friday's going to be vomit day, which is like AKA hangover day, but she called it vomit day. Oh, Brittany.
Yeah.
Okay. Then Katie said she spent the night with Brittany Friday night and Jack spent the night with Schwartz. And she said they just hung out in bed and watched Friends.
And smoked a joint.
And did you see the next day that when they are leaving, Jax comes out in his OOTD shirt. It's a picture of something that Beau and Stassi made for him. It's Jax and Brittany with like Mickey Mouse ears, but then it says Couchy below that, but in like the Friends font. And then, as if that's not enough, when they did their entrance, you know, into the reception hall.
Yes.
They were playing the Friends theme song. I'll be there for you.
Do you have a picture of when they're on they're in their room and they're waving off of the castle balcony at everyone? Did you screenshot that?
Yeah.
Can you find it for me? I just need to see it. I can't find it anywhere online right now. It's bugging me.
You mean the one that Heather said, "Oh, I wish we would have done that"?
No, I mean just like when they're in their wedding dress and you don't?
No.
It's in the group. I just can't find it. I hate that when you see something and you know it's out there and you can't find it. It's like
Yes, I hate that about Facebook groups. Why?
Because I want to compare the bushes to our bushes and see if it's the same area or if they're in a different tower.
Oh. So, anyways, I don't know.
Because all of the People magazine photos are shot right in front of ours, 100%. With, like, I can tell.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So they were on that side for sure.
Yeah. So Friends song. You know, my ex-boyfriend fired the guy that wrote and sings the Friends song. Big mistake on his part.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, you should have like kept him around and you could have been part of that fucking theme song money.
Yeah.
And maybe Jax and Brittany could have had that guy perform live. If they would be a little nicer to me, maybe I could have pulled some strings.
Yeah.
Anyways, more Friends stuff. So
I don't even want to acknowledge that. Like, I'm not going to get into the theory of like why they keep doing it. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is. So on to the wedding.
Yes.
All right. Well, I heard the makeup artist say she was going to have three different hair looks. I saw the ponytail and then, of course, the down long hair look. What was the third hair look?
She had like some pearls in it or something.
Like at her bridal shower, that giant pearl necklace?
No, it was like going down like the back or something. I don't know.
All right. Well, when was the Taco Bell truck? Was that Friday night too? Yeah, that was Friday night. Because Brittany got a picture of herself holding like six tacos. And I'm like, did you learn nothing from Katie's wedding? Remember Katie had tacos the night before her wedding and then she couldn't fit into her wedding dress?
Yes.
These girls drinking and eating Taco Bell the night before you get into your wedding dress. Oh, classic. I noticed a lot of the sponsors. So,
but then in the morning they had Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh my God. So they had Dunkin' Donuts.
Like, why not wait to have that after? Like, the morning after? Like, absolutely indulge. Like,
right.
And I don't even want to say that she shouldn't have a donut. Have a donut. But, like, Taco Bell and Dunkin' Donuts?
And drinking?
Yikes.
Yeah. So lots of sponsors. So Taco Bell, Dunkin' Donuts, Dos Equis. They were plugging that and tagging Dos Equis by the pool. Hooters. So, and who doesn't want your beautiful fairy tale castle wedding topped off and your brand new husband surrounded by Hooters girls? I mean, every girl's dream. That was fantastic. I just can't believe they did that. What a dream.
Yeah.
Aim high. So they did incorporate obviously Hooters and Taco Bell like they said they were going to. Okay. You want to talk about the dress? Not really.
Well, Well, I want to talk about the dress, and I want to talk about what Jax was wearing too.
Okay, I didn't even really look at him.
Jax was wearing a blue fucking jacket and black pants.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is that a look that I don't know about? And then his short ass pants.
Yes. Mm. All right. Well, I'll kick this off because, I mean, I said this, you guys, in our Facebook and I think on Instagram, but I think right now we all owe Katie and Sheena a giant apology because they are looking like, you know, Kate Middleton at this point. What? WTF? It's like, okay, here's the kitchen sink. Here's the bathroom sink. Here's the tub. Here's the garage. Here's the tool shed. Let's throw it all together and make one big stew and call it a dress. I mean, what the fuck? You can't. You got sequins. You got beading. You have lace. You have corset. You have tulle. You have chiffon. You have sweetheart. You have mermaid. Like, it's like they said, okay, do you want a sweetheart or do you want fitted or do you want flowy or mermaid? And she's like, yes, I want it all. I'm surprised like it didn't light up like Christmas tree lights.
You're right. I'm surprised too.
I knew she would have like the corset thing with like the nakedness underneath with the lace because that's just her. But then the sweetheart with their boobs, but then also the mermaid, the tulle, the biggest problem for me was not just throwing everything at it like, you know, like a little kid would just like throw finger paint on like a splatter board or something, like blah, blah, just keep throwing shit at it. My biggest problem were the Egg McMuffins.
Okay, explain this because I wasn't quite getting where you were going with this. Explain it.
Well, that's just what it looks like to me. I mean, maybe because I just had one and I don't normally eat Egg McMuffins, but it was like this white circular, like her boobs, the little cutout, you know, above the see-through lace. It looked like someone plopped two like sunny side eggs on her chest or two Egg McMuffins. It just looked ridiculous. How could you be serious? Like, are you joking? That's your look?
I don't know. I was, when I saw the dress from some different angles, I thought, okay, I see why she picked it. But I am disappointed.
She didn't pick it. She had it specially created.
Okay.
Which makes a lot of sense.
I just felt like she could have done better. And that she is...
the biggest understatement of the year.
She is gorgeous. And this could have been her moment to literally catapult herself into a different category than every person that's ever had a wedding.
Her hair and makeup, she didn't overdo the makeup. Her hair looked gorgeous.
I thought her hair looked awful.
Oh, really?
I thought it's like, it looked stupid. It was like something that she does all of the time.
Well, yeah, it would look very normal, like every day, yeah.
And I also agree with that where it's like, don't make yourself look not like yourself on your wedding. Like some people look so different where it's like, Do you even recognize yourself walking past those pictures in the hall because you don't look like yourself?
Right.
So if she was trying to go natural, then she nailed it. But I just thought this was her chance to like just be like stunning, like, boom, there's Brittany. Like Jax is like gets down on his knees and is like, I am a changed man. Here comes Brittany the bride. But instead it was just like, there's Brittany. Like really no surprise, nothing. That it was like, well, that's really pretty. You know, like it was, I don't know, from different angles I was okay with the dress, but then it
from the back.
The first pictures that we saw, my jaw dropped. I was like, are you kidding me? She wore like a torpedo boob dress.
Yeah.
I could not believe it.
Your words were, it's terrifying.
I could not. It made her look top heavy. It was just like, it made the shape of her face look different. It was just like, it was a mess.
And it's just so highlighted. Like, so everyone, your eyes are drawn to the boobs because they're, she should have just not had the see-through lace on the corset and just had it all lined and it wouldn't have been that bad. But because she had that see-through lace, it really made them look like two eggs sitting on her chest. It just highlighted it, and just do the one color, it would have been a lot better. It looked ridiculous.
And then what did you think about how it changed into three different looks?
I mean, yeah, she did rip off that tulle, which looks stupid anyways. Again, it looked like she's just trying, I want to look like a princess. I want to look sleek. I want to look like she just wanted to look like everything. And it just didn't work.
No.
I don't know. I have a hard time even thinking about it. And I haven't seen anyone online
standing up for it,
say otherwise. So, I mean, people will be like, you look beautiful. It's like, yeah, that's a nice way of saying, you know, well, she has a good personality. It's like, you kind of look beautiful. Your dress, however, was hideous.
It would have been really nice to like be able to say like, I loved her dress. Like, she looked amazing. Like, that's always, you always want to be able to say that to somebody for their wedding. And I was just, she really, I think she took a big risk, and I just don't think it paid off.
Yeah, I mean, like Katie's, people either loved it or hated it. So it's like, at least had like one or the other. You loved it or you hated it. And it was like a designer and blah, blah, blah. This was just like, I don't even know what to do with this.
It's like, why Britney shouldn't be designing.
And like Sheena's, while it was what it was, a crop top, also, you know, to each his own, also ridiculous, but it wasn't, everything wasn't thrown at it. The rest was pretty just simple.
Right.
So it's like, okay, you're already going above and beyond with this crop top. So keep the rest, like, you know, simple. And so that's where, you know, people owe her an apology too, because this was just,
I just can't help but think back to Sheena's wedding. And if you think about the details of Sheena's wedding, like, it was pretty much as classy and traditional as you could get. You know, it was in a beautiful location. It was very like dun 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 dun. You know, here's like all the steps. It was all packaged into what you would call, quote unquote, like a perfect wedding. And Stassi and Katie, everybody found everything they could to rip that to shreds. And you're telling me that Britney's wedding that she just did, which was absolutely insane for 3 days, they have nothing to say about?
Did you hear what Stassi said?
No.
On the, it was someone's IG story, Bose, and then I think she restoried it herself. It's like, what do you think about the wedding? Or maybe it was Randall. What do you think about the wedding, Stassi? And she's like, chicest wedding AF ever. I'm like, chic? That is not the word that I would use. And I don't think it's the word Stassi. She thinks that's chic.
I think that Stassi respects everything that Britney crammed into it. You know, like that she, I think she crammed a lot into it and tried, but
right.
I think that it came off, it probably ended up being very exhausting for the guest. And I felt like Shep was the perfect person to kind of gauge how he was feeling. You could see in his stories, he started out feeling pretty good. He was sweaty, but he was okay. Mm-hmm. By the end of the night, when he is holding that sparkler, he looks like he is about ready to just like fall into the grass and die. You can tell he's done. He's done. It's like,
even in Schwartz's speech, he's like, Jesus, come on. This is the longest toast ever.
Yeah. It was just like a lot.
Yeah. So what'd you think of Schwartz's speech and Sandoval's speech?
To be honest, I haven't like fully listened to them.
It's not really interesting.
What do you think of the wedding party's dresses?
It was so hard to get a good shot of them. I could only really see like a corner of a top, so it was hard.
I thought it looked I was actually surprised at the color. Yeah. I thought for sure it would be like a burgundy, but it wasn't. It looked good against the green. And what else did I notice?
I can't really critique it or complain or say it's like, it looked fine from what I saw, but it, like, again, I only saw like a quarter of a boob and then like that strap that was off the shoulder. Like, I didn't really see,
because I feel like the girl, I feel like the girls knew better than to share, you know, Britney's moment before. I could not believe the amount of people that were, had their phones out and were literally sharing
Stephen McGee
moment by moment the wedding. I would be furious if I was Britney. It's like, maybe the publicist should be calling them.
Right. Yeah. Stephen
her
McGee.
Own, her own people, her own Bravo people.
Stephen McGee went live like 3 times. And so I saw a lot of it live. Oh, when they all walked in, you know, front to the reception hall, the couples. I mean, he kept going live and basically filming the whole thing. Shep would do little, you know, videos and things like that, but they were kind of funny. But yeah, there was a ton of people stirring the shit out of that or going live.
Did you see what Aaron posted in his story? You know, Britney's ex?
No.
He posted a story and it was an emoji of a princess, you know, with the crown on, dot, dot, a castle, and then dot, dot, congrats.
Oh, huh.
I really think he is sad and it really hurts my heart because I feel like he, like today he posted up like at the bachelor pad. Like, that's where he tagged himself. And maybe that's what the name of the club is, and I'm just dumb. But I don't know. I just feel like...
Well, Holly contacted him, what, a few weeks ago, a month ago, about meeting up. And he said, yeah, I'll be in town that week. Let's meet up. So then we sent him a reminder, what, the day before.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ended up saying he wasn't able to make it. So
yeah.
Probably it was just too emotional, or he probably didn't want to run into them.
Yeah.
And he knew they were all out downtown.
He was watching our stories as well and replying like when I would say like, Kentucky is so gorgeous. Like he's like, I'm glad you like my state, my home. Like he was like very proud of Kentucky and that so many people I think were talking about it. So that was cool. But huh. I hope he's okay.
Wow. Why was Larry Burkhardt there? Burkhead there? And did he bring Danny Lynn?
Because he's friends with JAX.
Huh. Okay.
I don't know. I need the full story on that, too.
Now, I nailed the wedding song. Didn't I say several months ago that I bet it'll be Shania Twain? You're still the one I run. It's just quintessential Britney.
Yeah. I didn't think it was going to be that because that is so... That's like saying, like, their song's going to be At Last. It's like...
Oh, that would... No, that would be less overused, At Last. How about All of Me?
At Last is used all the time, though. I don't know. I just like even like listening to the lyrics of that song, like hearing Azard, I'm like, oh my God,
my dreams come true.
And like everybody thought that they weren't going to make it, but look at them now.
Right.
Like,
look at us now.
Like, why did everyone think you weren't going to make it, Britney? Like, was it because he cheated on you? Is that why? Or because he's shitty to your family? Or because he, you know.
You better keep that sparkle, girl. Don't you lose that sparkle again. Game over. Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about Randall. And someone who claimed that they did not want to be filmed, that they had a career they're protecting, et cetera, et cetera. He was hamming it.
Oh, my God. Like, and for no reason, too, like the dumbest shit. Like the Taco Bell truck. He's like, La La loves tacos. La La loves tacos. Like, we don't care.
Or like he's like, she's around like the Hooter girls. And he's like, back it up. La La, do it. Uh-huh. He's so embarrassing. Like, I don't know how. Maybe that's who the girls were talking about being annoying.
Maybe. And then Bo was hamming it up. Like, I was just like, shut up already. And he's like in his little dragon outfit. The topper for me was when Bo.
Say dragon again.
Dragon?
Dragon?
Dragon. Dragon. Dragon outfit. When he was in bed with Randall, I was like, this is my worst nightmare.
It was very, very scary.
Oh, they were both hamming it up and it was just too much for my brain to take. I gotta be done. Did you see? So then Ken and Lisa arrive with Lance Bass, but Sherry had already posted that. She's like, Ken and Lisa Vanderpump, or Lisa and Ken Vanderpump has arrived. Like, has. And then also... So I couldn't help. I'm like, FYI, it's Ken Todd. And also, asterisk, have.
Oh, my God.
And then people were like, you're mean. I'm like, I'm just, oh, this teacher.
Did you correct them and say, you're?
Yeah. This teacher said, she's a grown-ass woman and I teach my students to blah, blah, blah. I go, oh, my God, you're a teacher? And, oh, she's like, it's just her dialect. It's fine. I'm like, and you're a teacher and you're saying Ken and Lisa has arrived, you're saying that's fine. Where the fuck are you teaching? And let's find out who's going to school there, because you either need to be fired or
it's their dialect.
You need to move your children to another school because that's what you're going to be taught. And then also, not just the incorrect has arrived, it's rude to call someone by their wrong name. You know?
It is. I mean,
and she should know.
She should know.
I understand, like, your average person may think that it's Ken Vanderpump. Like, we all thought that early on, right? But Sherry, come on. They're coming to your wedding. They're your daughter and son-in-law's boss. Come on.
What did you think about the little fans that they provided to people with, like, basically a note card with a little popsicle stick attached?
Oh, I didn't realize that was a fan. Okay, I just thought it was.
And it says, like, the wedding of Brittany Cartwright and Jason Couchy, June 29th, 2019. We know you would be here today if heaven wasn't so far away, in loving memory of, and the people that aren't there. Now, I like that, like, they know that those people would be there, but, like, Jax's mom is, like, just not on the list either. She's alive, but she's not included in that list, nor mentioned, nothing.
Wow. Interesting. Well, you kind of have a, you think that she might have been there.
I think she was there. I think they're hiding it from us, you guys. I know they're saying that it's her, his godmother. Why have we never heard of a godmother? Like, you think you had mentioned, like, well, thank God I have my godmother as a support. You know, she's always been there for me. Not once have we heard that. Never, ever. And now suddenly,
right,
they're there. Now, there were two other Couchies there that I just looked up on Instagram. You can look them. Just go to Jax's Instagram and just search Couchy, and their pages are open. And I was like, and I'm desperately searching through everyone's stories, like looking in the background to see if I can spot her,
right,
or anything like that. And I haven't seen her yet. But okay, so
what'd you think of the flowers? And tell, I haven't seen this napkin tower you're talking about.
Like, okay, so in the tent outside of the castle where the reception was held, here, I'll blow it up for you real quick so you can see what I'm talking about. Like, see on the, see the plates, like the decorating the middle of the plate is a pitched tent of a napkin.
Oh yeah, okay.
I'm just saying,
I thought you meant it was like a tower, like a,
I'm just like, there are much more classy ways to fold a napkin than making a tent that, like, you literally get at Denny's on your plate. Like, why would you decorate with the linen? Like, you just spent probably a shit ton of money on all these flowers, mm-hmm, and then you did a tent napkin. It's just bizarre to me. It really bothered me. Some people who were at the wedding reported back that a lot of the flowers were, like, dead and decrepit, hanging down from,
well, of course, because they were in the cellophane in that hot ass
a week early.
Yeah,
of course they were dead. So, and then another thing that they said, it's not really showing up in photos, but there's, like, chicken wire that you could, like, just see just, like, flinging around, you know, how they, you guys, I just want to say, like, I have, I know that that Stassi and Beau said that the wedding planner was not doing his job. You guys, he was busting his butt. Maybe in, like, a dumb way because he didn't ask for enough help. But I don't know how on earth they even pulled this off. Like, to see these photos where they actually have things set up, mm-hmm, I am astounded because I do not know when on earth. Like, he was working around the clock by himself with one assistant.
Yeah.
I'm talking hauling freaking couches up to the roof or moving, like, doing things a little tiny bit at a time, but by himself, you know? So it was like, it's like one ant trying to move, like, an Oreo, when if they just called the whole crew over, it could be done in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
But it was like he wasn't allowed to ask for help or something. It was very bizarre.
Yeah, we saw him Wednesday and Thursday working.
Did you see that when they were out taking pictures that T. Sandy had a mirror that he was holding up for everybody to look in and paper towels so they could dab their faces?
Yeah, I saw that in Jeremy's story. Oh, Heather also ran into Jeremy and Rachel. Shout out to them. Then I got a DM from them. They're like, we heard you were here. I'm like, I think we took your plane. I think they landed because they took the red eye and we got on their plane back to LA. So we just missed them. But Anyways, yeah, I saw it in his story with the T. Sandy. He's like, only T. Sandy has the mirror for everyone to touch up. What'd you think of everything else? Like decor, food, I guess we talked on the flowers. Any missing guests?
I'm not going to comment about the food. You know, I thought that...
looked fine.
Some people were like, I don't know. I think maybe some people had never seen a wedge salad before or something. I thought it looked okay. And then, yeah, it just looked okay.
Yeah.
And every like live video that I saw, or not live, but you know, like a video, I could see the staff just running around like psychos. It didn't look like there was enough staff. And then it just seemed like they were like just running around with their heads cut off.
Yeah. I don't think they're probably equipped to handle hundreds of people. Like, and I mean, they had one bartender all day Wednesday, all day Thursday. It was that same lady. And one waiter in the restaurant. I just don't think they're equipped for that many people.
Yeah. And then what did you, did you see the cake?
No, I saw her feed him. Wait, maybe I did. I just thought that was a flower arrangement. On the tree trunk?
Yeah. I guess it's just not very traditional looking, and it kind of, it's not horrible. I just don't know that it looks like a wedding cake.
It's like Enchanted Forest. Like, yeah. To go with her Disney princess. Looks like mostly flowers. Okay.
Yeah. So, and then the flower colors really threw me off too. When we took pictures of them when we were there, we saw them sitting in the buckets, and I was like, why are they so multicolored? I thought right. that she would have more of like a uniformed look. And she did for the wedding, but in there it was like very multicolored.
Yeah, it's like a jungle. Like, yeah, maybe just have one hue that kind of matches maybe the bridesmaids.
And you know what? She did that for her engagement party in Malibu. Remember? She had like all the different color. And so she kind of went with that again.
Well, because she likes to throw everything. What color do you want? Yes.
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's very on brand. She's sticking with her brand. More is better. More, more, more.
Just like we reported in our podcast a couple of weeks before, Sherry is wearing the dress that we thought that she would, that was also in one of the Bravo extras that we were talking about. She looked great, I thought. All of the moms were there, which was cute. I wonder if that's going to make it to...
Kristen's mom wasn't there.
To air. Yeah. And...
which is funny because she's the closest one. Like, it's not that far. Like, yeah. It's a 45-hour flight.
Cause neither was Ariana's.
We flew to Detroit. Yeah, but Kristen is more, like, tight with Brittany than Ariana is.
Yeah, but Kristen's mom doesn't hang out with them normally.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else? What else?
I don't have anything else. I feel like I've posted...
And you guys, like we said, we are probably going to have to revisit this because we are so
burnt out.
Yeah, we're burnt out.
Oh, I know. The dress. Okay. On top of like all the beading and the lace and the different styles and the different fabrics. Also, what was that texture? It was like scales or like mermaid or something on the skirt part. It was like little checkers.
I could not get a close look of it, and I mentioned this in the group and some people said no, that I was wrong, but I seriously think it was individual pearls. Like, I think like that made a texture. Like, it like made it almost like textured with little baby pearls.
I think it looked like scales, like she's trying to be a mermaid. I'm trying to pull it up here. Let's see. Still the one I want. I can't figure out my phone. Anyways, I don't know. I just had that note. And I was like, there's just so much going on.
On People Magazine, I think it's funny. Like the photo where it's all of them. It's a horrible picture, first of all.
Okay, look.
No one's even looking at the camera and they don't even fit in.
It looks like a screen.
But don't you think it could be pearls?
Looks flat. What did you just show me?
I showed you the group photo. They don't even all fit into it. Oh. And they're not even all looking. You can't even, like, where's Kara? Where is, like, you can't see anybody. Even Lisa Vanderpump is, like, hidden. People are looking off the other way. It's, like, a hot mess of a photo in People magazine.
Wow. Yeah, everyone's looking. They're not looking at the camera. They're looking a different direction.
The only, like, Jax and Brittany look okay, but everyone else looks horrible.
Yeah. They're looking down. They're looking away. They're... Okay, this is the first time I've seen the dresses up close. That's why I'm looking. Yeah, it's a terrible picture. I mean,
too many.
They look okay, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so
that's all I got.
That's all we've got for now, you guys, and I'm sure that more,
it'll sink in.
More will come through and we'll get more details as time goes on. So
once you get some sleep.
We aren't going anywhere, you guys. So we will be back with another pod shortly, and hopefully we'll have new developments over here and more to share with you. So thanks, you guys, awesome, for listening, and email us any intel you have.
Cool.
Bye.